Hatuchot, what it is when a letter is turning to another letter through shaving from this letter. Let's say you have a dalet, you want to make it a resh, you're shaving the back of it, and then you make it round, it's becoming a chaktuchot, a resh chaktuchot, which is not kasher. Let's review the halacha vav, and then we are going to continue halacha zayin. I don't think so, but maybe we are going to finish the siman chet today, Be'ezat Hashem. Are you recording or something? Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Halacha vav, mem petucha shin bekam, petichata venistema, eno moil ligro et hadavek, ulefotcha. He says that if you have a mem petucha, here is the picture of the mem petucha, okay, open mem, and then you have the ink that closed the open mem, and he made it a closed mem, and he's coming with his knife and he's shaving here. So from being a closed mem, he's becoming a open mem. It's chaktuchot even if it's still a mem. Even if we are still in the mems, right? It's chaktuchot. We are not allowed to do it. Eno moil ligro et hadavek olefatcha mipnei shehu kechaktuchot, because it's like chaktuchot. So if you have a closed mem, but it should be a open mem, what you should do? Yigrot kol hachachtom shenishach kemochav. So if it's closing like this, right? So what you need to do? You need to erase the chachtom. What is the chachtom meaning? This part, okay? Until it's staying like a chaf, right? And then when it's staying like a chaf, you're adding again nicely, without being closed, and then you have a mem, okay? Basically, you are making the mem, closed mem, pasul. It's only a chaf now, right? And then you are adding again the vav, okay? Umayta kanta yigod kol achartom shenishach kemochav. O nun kefufa v'achar kach yeshlimu yeshlima behechsher. Okay.
And this is the same with all letters that are combined with two letters. You remember? We said that we have many, many letters that are basically combined with two letters. Like what? We have a mem, which is a chaf and a vav. What else? Cool. We have the kuf, which is a kind of chaf and a nun sofit. We have many, many letters that are two writing. I don't have an idea right now. Not the Aleph. The Ayin. The Ayin, it's a Nun and a Vav, right? So basically you have the Tet. It's a Nun and a Vav, okay? So if you have two writing like this, like the Mem is more emphasized because you have a Chaf and a Vav. So if you have two writing, okay, like the Beshtik Tivot, like the Gimel. The Gimel is a Vav or a Zayin and a Yud, right? So if suddenly you have something, you know, getting connected, like our case of the mem, and it's not anymore that letter, don't shave it. You shave one part of it, and then you rewrite it nicely. You don't have to shave everything and to erase everything.
Ayin samech is okay. Taminas av ayin and
tet gimel. Okay, all the letters that have two pieces, okay, not the yud, okay, the yud, if it's making pasul, you have to read, the vav is one writing, right? So
the yud is one writing.
Is one writing, the vav is one writing, the aleph is not one writing, so therefore we learned about it last time, right? How the aleph is becoming kasher when it's making one, is becoming not kosher. V'naseh pasul b'ktiva achat el tzarech ligrod rak ota, so he says, don't erase everything when you have a letter with two parts, you need to take off only the second part and then you rewrite it nicely. Aval resh asa kimin dalet yesh lachmir velomar de lo sagi kesheigrod et ha yarech levad o hagag levad yachzor ertevnu kimin resh mishum de ben hagag ben hayarech nase bipisul. He says, but if you have a resh that was written like a dalet, what's that mean? That is square. Okay. You have a resh, like this, and he made it very square. It looks like a dalet because it's square. Okay? So you have options. He says maybe you need to erase like this, and then you make round and you go down in a round way to not make it. He says no. He says a resh that is like a dalet, don't do this. Why? Because both the roof and the foot, right, is one big writing. It's one move, right? So therefore, you cannot erase one part of it. You need to erase everything and to rewrite everything. When it's one move, erase everything and rewrite it. When it's two moves, like a gimel, an aleph, a bet, all the letters, basically, most of the letters are many, many moves, many, many parts. So then you erase only the second part, the and you don't have to erase everything. Okay? So he says in the writing, it says again here in the halacha, resh asa kemin dalet, a square resh that he looks like a dalet, yesh lachme velomar, you need to be machmir. Of course, you can just erase and add the dalet as, but there is a chumra to not do this. Why? Because it's one move. And because it's one move, you need to write everything again.
So you got to erase all of it, right?
Yes. And therefore, you need to erase both of them, the foot and the roof. And if you write the resh, and then you write the asa, then tag ke'en daled. Right, sagile keshigrod et hagag o et hayarech im hatag ve'azor etenu kemoresh. So he says, im katav mitchil aresh. So if he wrote a resh, a kosher resh, okay, this is a kosher resh, but he made a tag here. The daled needs to have a tag, but the resh doesn't. Why? Because bedek chaya. You remember that, right? So he says, ve'im katav. I'm so sorry. No, not this tag. He made a resh, okay? And he thought that it needs to be a dalet. So what he did, he made it square. He had a tag, meaning a corner at the back. And then it's turning into a dalet. So you have to have a resh, right? He turned that resh into a dalet. So in that case, you could only erase either the foot, either the roof, and to rewrite the dalet in a proper situation. In the first situation, the dalet never was there. It was always a resh, right? That was one move. Just it was square. Therefore, you know, but it was one move. So it never was a resh there. Mm-hmm. It was always a dalet. Yes? Mm-hmm. But in the first situation. In the second situation, it was a resh, but he added, after he finished the resh, a square. He made it a dalet. So the resh is kasher, just he added something else on top of it. You remember? You understand what I mean? Therefore, you could just erase one part of it, and then you erase the square, and you add again the foot. You understand? Okay. So it's very important. So the rule. So what is the rule? The rule is that if it's about writing, adding ink, it's fine. If it's about shaving and erasing, it's not good. Meaning that you need to make sure that the erasing is kosher. Okay, so if you are writing, okay, when you're taking your knife, you just be extra careful, because as soon you are writing, it's always good, because you cannot have haktuchot with writing. You always writing, but as soon you are using your knife, you might have very quickly haktuchot, and this is a problem. Okay, so you need to be careful. Alacha zayin. יוד שוקת השמאלי שלה ארוך כמו הרגל הימני או יותר ומתוך כך נראית כאין חץ. So now he's asking a question. He's not asking a question, but basically we have a doubtful letter, and he says like this. If you have a yud, here you have a yud. Now the yud, the right side of the yud needs to be longer than the left, okay? But by mistake, he made a long left foot, okay? And now both of them are the same high, and then it looks like a chet, right? It looks like a chet. Maybe it's higher though in this side. So it's problematic yud, right? So he says, yud shokat asmali shelo aroch komo regel hayemani o yoter. If it is at the same height and now it's look like a chet, often takanatan yereli kach. Now, what do you think? The yud has one move, has one part or two parts?
Two parts.
The yud is one part. It's one part of yud, right? You are making the yud in one shot. It's not like a gimel that you make a vav and then a yud, right? So because it's one shot, we would say that you need to erase everything and then you add it again. Do you understand what I mean? So he says like this. He says like this. אופן תקנת נראה לי כך. אם הסופר כתב תחילה את היהוד עם הרגל הימני ואחר כך עשה את העוקץ השמאלי והריחו אותה מדי, אז די שיגרוד רק את העוקץ הזה וגם את הרגל הימני ויחזור את הקן כבר. He says like this. It depends. How that letter was. If at the beginning, look at this. If at the beginning he wrote the yud and after he wrote the yud, he added the second foot, right? So the yud was kasher.
Right,
so what you should do? You don't have to erase everything. Just you erase only the 2 foot like this, right? And then you add the right foot and proper left foot, and that's it. It's kasher. Why? Why? Because the yud was kasher at the beginning, at the first place. But if before the yud was kasher. If before the yud was kasher, he made the psul, meaning the 2 foot too low. Im aval im asa smali techila kasher nagim arbe sofchim b'tchad hayud la'asat tchad akav. If let's say, you know how do you write a yud? You're making a tag, then you make a line, and then you come from here, right? And you go and you make a foot, right? And the line that he made on the left side went too low. Okay, now he was never a kosher yud. He always was a chet, right? So in that situation, if you make like this and like that, it's not good because it's one shot, one writing. So you need to erase everything and to rewrite it. Okay? So basically, if a yud, you understand what I mean? If the yud was kasher, so you just have to erase the feet of the yud, and then you write the proper feet. If the yud was never kasher, you erase everything and you rewrite it. Why? Because it's one writing. Okay, let's continue. כאשר נוהגים הרבה סופחים, okay. אז זה צריך למחוק כל היוד ולכתב מחדש, בין כך ובין כך אם יוכל את הקנה בדיום מה טוב, but the best situation is always to add ink. How do you add ink? If let's say you have a chet here, okay, it's pasul right now, right? How do you add ink? Exactly. If you are making it a bit lower, this one, so now you're good. Yeah. Because the yud will be, look like a yud. Or, of course, it should not be a doubtful vav. Okay, so you are adding here also ink. Okay, you are making thicker the roof, like this, right?
Yeah,
and then it will be lower, it will be a thick roof, and then it's the best. Why? Because you're not shaving anything and you don't have a doubt of chak tuchot. You understand?
Yeah, but then it ruins, then it messes up the lining.
Okay, it will not be nice, but it's preferable because you're not going into the questionable of chak tuchot. Okay. Halacha chet. יש מן הגדולים שהורו דגם עוד שנכתב בשתי כתיבות כגון מם פתוחה שנסתמה וכדומה, אין די לגרוד החלק השני שנפסל לבדו, אלא צריכים לגרוד כל האות ולכתבו מחדש. There is some גאונים, some rabbis that are saying, until now what we said, let's recap before this הלכה. We said that if you have a letter that has a few parts, right? So if something happened in the middle, but the previous part was kosher, so you just have to erase the last part, and then you rewrite it, and then you're good. If it's in one writing, right, there is a problem, because it was never kosher, so you need to erase everything. Some rabbis saying that even those letters that are made by many parts, right, you need to, anyway, to erase everything and to rewrite everything. So therefore, if you have a mem, chav, vav, right? And it got closed, right? So until now we said you just erase the vav and then you rewrite properly. This is what we said because it's still writing. Yes? But they are saying, machmir, erase everything and rewrite everything. Okay? No matter how many parts of the letter, you erase and rewrite everything. אוקיי? אלא צריכים לגרוד כל האות ולכתוב מחדש, וכן יש להחמיר לכתחילה אחד האפשר, And he says that this is the best thing to do, but of course, according to halacha, if you did like the first opinion, it's completely kosher lechatchila, and there is no doubt about it. Okay?
So chet halacha is saying basically you more machmir, you have to just erase it and write a new
one. If you want to be machmir, 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 so you erase everything, yes. Okay. So this is halacha chet. Halacha tet. Im hasharera shelcha peshuta ad shehi doma leresh. Now. Now, he's speaking about a chaf pshuta, meaning a chaf sofit.
Sorry.
So what the chaf sofit says is look like, it look like that, okay? But he made a long roof, okay? So he went lower than other letters, but because he made a long roof, he's becoming a huge resh.
Yeah.
You understand? What makes a chaf sofit when the roof is not so wide? Okay, then it's a half sofit. But if you make a long, wide, how do you call it? Roof. So it's becoming a big resh. So he says like this. He says, "Im hashagaga chaf shuta ad shehidu male resh." If he made a long roof until it's becoming a big resh, tzarich likrod et hagag ad shelo tishaer rak tzurat vav. So what is the takana? The takana is you need to erase the roof until it's becoming like a vav, okay, like this, right? It's becoming like a vav. Rabbeinu Savada Yeshlim Chok Kol Hagag, okay. Ve'im yira ken b'shem Elokecha, and he says, and then you're adding again here a proper roof for a chaf sofit, and then you have a chaf sofit. You understand? So the chaf sofit is not considered to be a one writing, according to what he says. Because if it would be a long one writing, you would have to erase everything because it was never kasha. It was a long roof, right? So what he says, don't erase everything. Of course, if you want to be machmir, you could be machmir, of course. But the halacha says, you don't be machmir, just erase all the roof, make it like a long vav, and then you add the ink to make it a chaf sofit, and this is it.
So wait, erased half of the
the
whole thing.
You erase the chaf sofit until it's becoming a vav, oh, okay. And then you add enough ink for making it a chaf sofit. Now, if it's happening in Elokecha, in Elokecha, it's problematic. Why? Because the letters after Shem Hashem is becoming a kadosh, so you cannot erase. So it's a big problem. We are going to see it in Siman Yud Bet Bezat Hashem. Okay, is it clear? Any questions? I need to hear questions if you have. No questions, yes, no? No questions. Okay, Alacha Yud. Im tavi katav he b'makom chet. Yoter tov ligrod kol ha-he. Ubedyavad im tiken b'ofen. Ze shegarad et ha-regel shela. Vegam et ha-gag. Ad shelo nish'ar mimenu rak me'at. ורגל ימין כצורת וו או זין, ואחר כך כתב מצד שמאל זין, וחיברן בחוטת רת, גם כן כאשר דכיוון שאנו מכשירים בדיעבד חד ולוחות חד. וואו, he said like this. Look at this הלכה. You know, in the Sefer Torah, the only, you know, when we have a doubtful letter, right? What do? You have a doubtful letter.
Ask a child.
You ask a child. Very good. There is only one letter that you don't ask a child because that child doesn't know that letter. Anyone knows, remember?
Yud.
No, he knows. What is the Yud? Which letter?
Oh, chet. Chet.
Amazing. Chet. The chet. Chet. Because the chet of the child that he learned in Aleph Bet at the beginning of the Sidur, it's a chet, a long chet, like this, and like that. But in the Sefer Torah, it's a vav, it's a zayin, and with a small roof like that, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So therefore, you cannot ask a child about a chet. So he says like this. If, let's say, he had to write a chet, but he wrote a hey. Okay, you have a hey. He had to write a chet, but he mixed up, and he wrote a hey. It says, erase everything. This is lechatchila. Erase everything.
There's yud, right?
Huh?
There's yud. What are yud?
Yeah, there's a yud. He says, Tov ligrod kol ha-he. It's better to erase everything. Bedi-eved, however, there is another solution. Bedi-eved, im tiken bo-fen ze, shekalat ha-regel, but if, let's say, he didn't erase everything. He just erased everything until it became like this. Right? Like this, like a Zayin. Right? And then next to it, he wrote another Zayin here like that. Okay? And he made a roof like this. So basically this part, the first part, was the, it was a part of the hay.
Right.
You understand? He was a part of the hay, and what? And he added another Zayin next to it. You understand? So this is also a way of
so the first one he wrote a hay, he has erased everything.
This is the beginning. This is the best way.
Best way, okay. Yes.
And then there is another way, which is bedieved, not the best.
Oh, yeah. So effi.
Yeah, he erased all the left part of the hay until it's tying a Zayin in the right part.
Right.
And then he's adding another Zayin and he's making a roof. Why this is good? Because a chet, he could be kosher even with the hay. What does that mean? You know the chet, he could be kosher like this as well. Let's say he made a hay, right? This is the situation. He made a hay. If he connected this like this with a lot of ink, this is a kosher chet. This is a long chet. It's called the chet of Rashi. The chet of Rashi is a chet without the roof like this. It's a chet like we have in the Sidurim, with a long roof. Okay. So because that chet of Rashi is kosher without the chotetrat, without the dis. So therefore, if he made a hay, and he erased only the left part of the hay until it's becoming a Zayin, and then he added another Zayin, and then he put a roof on top, it's kosher. Why? Because the right side has a potential of kosher. Why is that potential of kosher? Because if he would add more ink from the roof to the foot of the hay, it would be a kosher chet. Do you understand what I mean? I could repeat if you want. You want me to repeat?
Yeah.
Okay. What he did? He did a big hay. Okay?
Cut it in half.
What? He had to write that hay, but basically a chet. Okay. So what he did? So the halacha says better to erase everything and to write a proper chet. You understood that, right? Okay. Now, if, let's say, he didn't erase everything, he erased only this part until here is becoming a Zayin. You see the Zayin here?
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you don't have that piece, and he put it in second Zayin, and he put a roof on the top. It's fine. Why? Because this and this, this and this, it's not pasul basically. It's a beginning of a chet. Why? Because if you add ink like this, it's becoming a kosher chet. So basically, you are in the middle of writing a chet. And because you are in the middle of writing a chet, even if now it's a hey, it's not considered to be a different letter that you are making chaktuchot or something like that. It's the beginning of kosher. So therefore, you could just stay with what you have, add ink, and it will be kosher hey, because kosher chet. Why? Because it's becoming that chet. It will be called a chet of Rashi. Bezat Hashem, we are going to practice it, and we are going to learn it better and stronger. Okay. So this was the halacha yud. He says, imken, when he wrote the hay instead of a chet, what happened? Keshinichtav adalet shel hay, when he wrote the dalet of the hay, the first part of the hay, what he did? Lo nirtetva epasul. You are not writing another letter. It's not like you had to write an aleph and you wrote a gimel.
Right.
It's basically a beginning of a chet, because the chet, he could be kosher as well in that situation. Ki hayta ruya la'asot yemena chet pshuta, because you could make a chet of Rashi, which is a long chet, and this will be kosher. Vekevan shel nirteva dalet bepsul, and because this dalet, it wasn't a letter that wasn't in his part, right? And min ha'echreach legarda kula ela ma shetzrichin etaken. Therefore, you don't have to erase everything. Only in the first place.
Even that it doesn't follow the writings of all the other chet that's in the
exactly. Even if usually you're putting a chet
the normal way,
this a chet that is a chatot chet of Rashi, it's kasher. Yes. Okay.
That's called a loophole, right?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, we have a loophole here. He says like this. יוד אלף, אי מסה חד באופן זה שכתב דלת וזיין. So now we are going to speak about a little bit more about the chet. Okay, the first situation about the chet was that he wrote a hey instead of a chet. We said that the best is to erase everything, but if he doesn't want or he cannot, he's fine with it. Now, let's see another situation. The other situation is he wrote dalet like this. Dalet. You could see the dalet here. Very nice. And then a zayin here. And he made a roof in the middle. Okay? Usually you have vav, zayin, and a roof in the middle. Right?
Right.
Here he made a dalet and a zayin. He says, דלת הנזיין וחותכת על גביהן, אם דבק את קצה הימין של החוטטרת בצד ימין של הדלת, דהיינו, כנגד הרגל הימין כזה. He says, so it depends. What was the situation? If the roof that he made was like this, look. So what's is the halakha? יש את הכנה לקרוא את הדלת עד שעשה זיין. So just erase this part. It will be an extra part, right? And then it will be zayin and zayin. Amazing, right? This is only when he made the roof on the top like this.
Very long.
Yeah, עד שעשה זיין וכאשר אף בתפילין המזוזות. Even if it's תפילין המזוזות, it's כאשר. It's not שלא כסדרן. אף לאחר שכתב להלן. ולא אבי משהו שזה כאילו שדרה, כיוון שאינו צריך לתקן, because it was a chet, and now it's a better chet. So it's staying the chet, so therefore, it's not שלא כסדרה, it's not a new letter. אבל אם חיבר את החוטר בית השמאלי, but if the situation was like the beginning, how I did, meaning that he made a big dalet right now, and the roof is right there. Okay. So, בית השמאלי, יש דלת כזה, צריכים לגרוד כולה, או לכל הפחות לחוטט רט, והגג של הדלת עד שלא יישאר רק כמו זין ואחר כך יעשה. So what he should do, he should erase all the roof like this, right, with the chotet chet, and then you write again the zain, and then you make a roof. You understand? So the situation is basically about this piece, because if it's a long piece and the roof goes there, just erase. And you're fine. Why? Because it was a chet at the first place.
So you erase the whole and then write the zayin.
Yeah.
And just
let me see again here. He says, so, צריכים לגרוד כולה. He says, the best is to erase everything. או לכל הפחות, החוטט רט. Or the minimum is to erase the chotet red, meaning the roof, והגג של הדלת. And the gag של הדלת. Because it was like that, right? It was like that, and the roof was like this. So he's erasing the roof of the dalet and the chotet red until it's becoming a zayin. Okay? Mm-hmm. Not, he's not erasing everything. Until it's becoming a zayin. And then he's adding a new chotet red on the top. But if it's in tefillin, in that situation, it's not kosher. Why? Because he wasn't a chet and he made it a chet after the continuation. So it's shelo kesidan. You understand what I mean?
In the first case, it was still a chet. It was just too long. But why in the second case?
Basically, in other words, the chotet chet is showing us where the zayin is ending. If it was a daled and the chotet chet was like that, so we are considering that it's basically a zayin, just with a piece that is disturbing us. It's not a daled, so you just erase it, and it's as if it was always a zayin. Okay, now, if the chotet chet was at the end of the daled like this, you see, right? So it means that it was never a zayin. It was always a daled. And if it was a daled and a zayin, it's not kosher. So you should erase everything or erase here and the chotet chet until it's becoming two zayin, and then you put the roof, and then it's becoming kasher. But in tefillin mezuzot, if you wrote afterwards, it cannot have it kosher. Why? Because you need to have a chronological.
So if you wrote this, let's say the world and the letters in between, in the world, but it's in the middle.
Yeah. You erase the into so that letter, and then
okay,
if there is no Hashem's name, you could erase all the letters until you get to that point, and then you fix it, and then you
could. Name,
that's it. Igniza. Yes. ואין חילוק בכל זה בין שעשה את הדלת מצד ימין, and there is no difference if the דלת was like this, And he made the chotet chet like this, right? Yes. If it was on the left side or the right side. There is no difference. Because dalet and zayin is not a chet. It's not a chet. We are sure that it's not a chet. Okay? Halacha yud bet. Yes, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, let's do it. Halacha yud bet. Im katav shin betalet rashim. Now, I'm sure that you paid attention to the shins of the box in the tefillin, right? You have two shins on the sides.
Mm-hmm.
One in three branches, one in four, right? And what is the difference? The difference? Why 1-3, 1-4? Because one is considered to be the writing and one is considered to be the engraving. One, the writing on the... It symbolizes the Sefer Torah. And one is symbolizing the Luchot. Because if you make 1, 2, 3, 4, and here, so what you have, one, two, three, you have a shin of three. Mm-hmm. So if you engrave in four pieces, uh-huh, you have in the middle three. You understand? So it will be a shin of three, but inside. It's a shin outside in the right side. It's a written shin, and the other side it's an engraved shin. This is the for people that are more simple. You could say shlosha avot, arba imaot, you know, those things. But the real understanding of the four and the three shin, three branches shin, is if it's engraved or written. Okay. This is Torah Shebirtav or Torah Shechakuka. Okay. Halacha Yud Bet. Im Katav Shin Bedaled Rashim. Im Katav Shin Bedaled Rashim. If now he wrote in his mezuzah, tefillin, sefer Torah, whatever he's writing, he wrote a shin of four. One, two, three, and four. Like this, you mean, a shin. Four branches. Okay, and the question is it kosher or not? Am I able to erase only one of them and then making it kosher or not, or it's chak tuchot? What do you think?
It's
chak tuchot if you do it.
Yeah.
So let's see. Im katav shin bedayed rashim, av shatinok yodea likhota mikol makom, en etakna likrod yud achat. He says, yes, it's chaktuchot. If you're erasing one, it's chaktuchot. So what do?
You're creating a whole letter.
You're basically disconnecting all of them, so it's not a shin, and then you erase the fourth one, and then you reconnect them. And then the shin became a shin through writing, not erasing. You understand? Mm-hmm. You erased it in order to fix, and then you connected through writing. And this is the main point. The point is to write a letter, not to engrave a letter. Okay? So, im katav shin bedaled rashim. Okay, we said, okay. And there is no, even if the son, the child is saying, oh, this is a shin with four branches, he will say that this is a shin, but this is not kosher. You understand? The son doesn't, the child doesn't change the situation. Do you understand? Yeah. And it can go to Yudachat, because it's chak tuchot, ubetfin mezot im katav lehalan en la takana. And if he wrote afterward in tefillin mezot, he lost it. He cannot fix it. Mishum sheyesh shelo kesidran, because afterwards is shelo kesidran. Halacha yud gimel, bechol makom shehaot nifsal mishum chak tuchot, any place that the letter is pasul. Why? Because he made it through shaving, erasing the letter around, not writing it. It's chak tuchot. This is a very big halacha. Because if, let's say, we said that if you're erasing without disconnecting, if you erase the fourth one like that, you erase, it's chak tuchot. The shin is kasher, right? But it's not kosher. It looks kasher, but it's not kosher. Why? Because you made it through erasing the fourth one, right? Now, and the guy, he says, you know what? I will do it. It will be chak tuchot. And then I will pass with my feather, again, with the ink. I will pass on all the part of the letter. And it will be as if I wrote it. No. It says, lo mehani. כיוון שכתב את התנ"ך. Why? Because the ink on the bottom, it was made with chaktuchot, so you could pass it 10 times on it, it will not change.
So again, the same case, you have to erase.
So in this situation with a four, so you are disconnecting, and then yeah, of course, yeah. Okay, so the main point is to make the letter pasul, and then you connect it in a kosher way. Okay, halacha yud dalet, and wow, if we have a few more minutes, we are going to finish siman chet. Okay, halacha yud dalet. Im natav sha'ava. Okay, so now it's a bit more easier. Okay, you have writing, and the person had a candle. You know, the sofrim at the time used to write with candles, right? And that candle had wax, or chelev, or how do you call it? Fat from animals. They used to make candles from it, right? Alautiot, and then this fat or this wax fell on the ktav. On the writing, you have wax. אף על פי שאין האותיות נראים, מכמה מקום לאחר שהסיר את השעבה והחלב כשר. Even if now the letters are hidden by the wax, right? You wait until the wax is becoming dry, and then you take it off easily, and then it's kasher. Even if you're not taking it off, even if you stay like that, the wax is covering the writing, it's still kosher. Yeah, why? Because the writing is there, just so don't say it. It's hidden, like dust.
But when they read from the Torah, don't you have to see the letters?
Yes, no, I'm speaking about if you are not reading in it. Let's say you need to read in the parasha before, there is letters are covered by wax, it's fine. You don't have to take it off on Shabbat, you cannot, right? So you just leave it as is, and you continue with your parasha. If there is nothing that is hidden, it's fine. You understand? So this is what is the halacha saying here. Even if now the letters cannot be seen, it's still kosher after he took off the chelev and the shava from the letters. It looks like he needs to take off. I'm so sorry, I saw that. No, he says after he took off. I'm sorry. After he took off the sha'ava, then it's kasher.
So if the wax is on, it's not kasher.
Yes, this is what he says. And the question is now, Shabbat. So if it's not kosher and on Shabbat is not, you cannot use that sefer Torah. It's changed. So if it's not kosher, and now you're making it kosher, how do you make the letters kosher? Through taking off the wax, so not through writing.
Right.
So it's chaktuchot. It says no, and it's not considered to be chaktuchot. When baze mishul chaktuchot, deha. גם כשהיה עליהם שעבה והחלב לא נתבטלו אלא שהיו מחוסים, because it was only dirt on top of the letter. The letter was completely fine. It was never not kosher. The chag tuchot is only when the letter itself has an issue here. Okay? And then we have halacha. Yes, you understand? Halacha tetvav. Let's make two more halachot and then we finish. Halacha tetvav. אם נדבק עוד לעוד לא נתקלקל צורתו, אלא כל אחד צורתו עליה. Okay, if let's say you have a bed, okay, let's make a bed here, and then you have here a shin, okay, and all the letters, both of the letters, looks like a shin and a bed, no problem. Just you have a small ink piece of the ink that is connecting the bed and the shin together, but you could see that this is a bed and this is a shin, okay. In it, bagot le'ot. It's not becoming another letter like a chaf and a vav. It's still bet and shin or any other letter that you could see. Ela kol echad etzuato aleha. Im naase hadibuk kodem shenigmaraot en lehatir ligrod et hadibuk laevado. If that piece happened before you finish to write the second letter, you cannot just erase and disconnect them.
Right.
Why? Because the psul became before the letter was kosher. If the letter was kosher first and then he became connected, just disconnected, and he was kosher as he was. But if the letter never was kosher, why? Because it was connected before you finish the second letter, Yes? So it was never kosher. So if you are disconnecting it, you're making those two letters kosher through Chag Tuchot. Ela b'shat hadchag, k'gan be'od min Hashem, but only b'shat hadchag it's kosher. Okay? Only b'shat hadchag, if you have Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, right? Yud-Kei, and you have a small piece connecting this, because you cannot erase everything in it. So you just disconnect one time. If it's disconnected,
only on Hashem's name, though.
On Hashem's name.
Yeah, but this you cannot do.
But in a regular situation...
And here, what are you? You got to erase one of the letters?
So it depends what happened. If it happened after you finish the shin,
right.
So the shin and the bet was kosher, and then happened to be, bim, it was a connection... So just disconnect them and it will be kosher as it was.
So let's say I did wrote bet and shin and then I just slowly smudged to my, smudge.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Like that.
And it became
together.
Yeah, but you can see the bet and you can see the shin.
Right.
Right? So then you could just disconnect. But if it happened before you finished the shin, the shin wasn't kosher and it became already pasul with the bet.
So basically, when
so
bet and this little line, and then also you do the shin, they connect it together.
Yes, but before the ending, then you cannot disconnect them.
Right.
Only with Hashem's name.
Right.
But in a regular situation, you cannot disconnect them. Okay. אלא בשעת הדחק כמו של השם ונראה לי דהו הדין בתפילין מזוזות כשכתב להלן or in תפילין מזוזות that you continue to write and there is Hashem's name. Don't put a mezuzah because such a situation, but don't put a mezuzah in gniza because two letters were small connected with a small thing. No, you cannot do that. You are, even if it happened during the writing, right, Disconnect it, it's fine. Why? Because you could see the bed, you could see the shin, you could see the buff letter with the proper name. You could see it clearly.
So it can be disconnected?
So, on a regular situation, if you wrote only the shin and then you didn't write afterwards, just...
Erase that little part.
Erase the shin until it's not kosher, and then you disconnect it, and then you are making a nice shin.
Can you explain that to me? I'm like right now. Can you
yes.
This? So let's say you wrote the
bet. If let's say you wrote a shin and a bet, right?
Right.
After you finish the bet, now everything is kosher. Right. There is a connection.
Right.
What happened if I'm disconnecting it?
Chag Tuchot.
Why is Chag Tuchot?
Connected it.
But it was a bet and a shin.
Originally,
and also after this piece connecting, right? It's also a bet and it's also a shin. You could see it.
Right.
So it's not becoming a shin and a bet.
It already was there.
Yeah. So it's not Chag Tuchot. Why? Because it was kosher and now you make it kosher after you...
Erase this. Right.
Yeah, as what it was.
Before.
But if, let's say, you didn't write the bottom one, and then it happened to be this, and then you finished it.
Not finished. Right.
Right? So the shin, if you erase this, the shin will become kosher through that disconnection. So it's not good. So what you should do, you disconnect, you are making the shin not kosher, and then you disconnect here, and then you could make it again the shin.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Concretely today, when you have a situation in any case, you could disconnect it.
Yeah.
You concretely, this is what the Sofrim are saying today. But according to Halakha, what he says here, this is what we need to do. אבל שלא בשעת הדחק צריכים לגרות כל האות השני שנדבק לחברו. He says, but if it happened before you finished, right? You need to erase all the shin, disconnect it, and then you make a nice shin.
Also, it was there, then you were trying to, so you got to erase the shin.
The whole thing, right? The whole shin. The whole shin.
Connected it.
Huh?
Did it connect because it's finished?
Because before you finished it, it was connected. Right. Before you finished it, so it wasn't kosher.
And
so you cannot and then you finished it.
Right.
So erased everything, disconnected, and rewrite it. Okay, because the shin wasn't kosher beforehand.
A lot of surgery.
Man. Exactly. Yep. שלחת הרוב, אבל אם נעשה הדיבוק לאחר שנגמר האות כגון שכתב וו אצל נון ודבקו הוו למטה אצל נון יכולים לגרוד אצל הנון יכולים לגרוד את הדיבוק לבדו ואין בזה משום חג תוחות כיוון שצורת הוו נגמרה קודם שהדבקה ואנחנו בזה תבוא לברכה. But he says if you are מחמיר in these situations, it's always better to do this. Yes, הלכה תזיין, and we are going to finish with this הלכה. Yes,
if מחמיר, it's better to do what?
To erase the second letter completely and to rewrite it properly for not having any question about Chag Tuchot. Okay, so we see how important it is to make sure that we are not falling into that situation of Chag Tuchot. הלכה תזיין, ואם לאחר שכתב סלק ידו והגביע קולמוס, מן האות אחר כך נדבקו, בין שהדיבוק הוא למטה, בין שהוא למעלה, גורד, ואין בכך כלום. He says, now,
he's saying like this. You have a Bet HaNeshin, okay? And then you finish to write, and it happened to be the connection. Basically, it's like, he says like this. He's taking, because I didn't tell you the last case. The last case of the previous halacha is a nun and a vav. You have a nun here, like this, and you have a vav, right? But where was the connection? When he finished the vav, he became a very small, he didn't become a tet, okay? If he changed completely the situation, he became a tet, no. You see a vav and you see a nun. But because you finished the vav, right?
Right.
And the nun, so it was kosher. Right? So you can just disconnect it and it's fine. This is the end of halacha tedvav. Now he says, if you wrote a nun and a vav, and after you left your hand with the kulmus, you left everything, okay? Nidbeku. Nidbeku meaning that happened a piece of ink, a little bit of ink, that connected both of them. Because both of them was kosher and it happened after, it could be the connection anywhere. Anywhere. Here, 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 here.
But if there's two connections, wouldn't it make it into a mem?
Exactly. As soon you don't have a new letter, you could see the nun and you could see the vav. You don't see that it's a nun, a doubtful nun. Then you could put this guy. Why? Because the both letter were kosher beforehand. If it wasn't kosher never, and through that disconnecting, you're making them kosher. No, it's not good. But if it was kosher, right? And now we happen to be something that touched, just disconnect it and fine. You're good. Okay. And of course he's saying it, we didn't read it, but if you see a third letter like a chaf and a vav, a nun and a vav, that is becoming a mem, or a tet, or ein, or something like that, so this is problematic and you cannot disconnect it. אבל אם משתנה צורת האות על ידי דיבוק בין האות הראשון ובין האות השני, פשיטה דלו מהנגרידת, יצריך לקטנו כדר שנדבר לאל. But if, let's say, he's becoming a new letter, let's say it's becoming a mem, so what do you do? Anyone? If there is a nun and a vav connecting like this, it's becoming a mem, what do you think?
Sorry.
If you have a nun and a vav, and the connection is right here, and it's becoming a mem, What would you
you erase one of the letters.
One of the letters?
Yeah, maybe two of the letters. The best to erase everything.
The best to erase everything. Okay.
Right, now, take one of the letters. You could take the vav out.
You take the vav out.
With the whole thing. That would
if you have vav out, it would be nun. And then
Then you make a new vav.
Well, why not also the nun you disconnect?
Because it's supposed to be four.
But once again, when it was connected, the nun is not a nun anymore. It's a mem. Right. It's a mem.
But it was a nun.
It was a nun, exactly. Right. So concretely, so according to what he says, this is the way. You're taking off the vav and you're putting it. But concretely, to be extra careful, you disconnect here. So it's not a nun. Then you take off the vav.
Sure. Right?
Then reconnect and a vav.
A lot of surgery.
If there is a simple line like from before.
If there is what?
There's just one line, not making a new letter.
Yeah, just
write just online.
Yeah.
But it's in the mezuzah and you already wrote after that.
So you just disconnect, it's fine. Even if the best is always to erase and rewrite, if in that situation, don't put a tefillin or a mezuzah in the gniza because of a small thing. You see a bet, you see a shin, you see the letters as is, it's not making a new letter. Disconnect it, fine. Hashem's name is connecting one thing. Disconnect it, this is it. You understand? Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch, thank you for coming, even if after a long
process,
a long day of school and work, yeah. And I know that people are very tired,
later,
me too,
late,
and we are making this happen, right? Baruch Hashem. Chazak Baruch.